नमः विष्णु बनाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी भाष्चारिणे. What follows is the Sri Mukundamala Stotra, the prayers of King Kulashekar. The first six translations are by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The remainder are by Sriman Kushakrata Das.
Shivallabeti vadadeti dayapareti bhaktapiti babalundhana kovideti नाप्तेति नागशयनेति जगन्निवासे चालापनं प्रतिदिनं कुरु मां मुकुन्द.
O Mukunda, my Lord, please allow me to become a constant reciter of your names, such as He who is very dear to Lakshmi, the endower of all benedictions, He who is causelessly merciful, He who is very dear to His devotees, He who is expert at plundering the status quo of repeated birth and death, the Lord who lies down on the bed of a serpent, and the resort of the cosmos.
Jayatu jayatu devo devaki nandanoyam, jayatu jayatu krishno vrishni vamsha pradipa, jayatu jayatu megha shyamala komalango, jayatu jayatu prithvi varanasho mukunda.
All glories to the personality of Godhead, who is known as the son of Srimati Devaki Devi. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, who has appeared as the brilliant light in the dynasty of Vishnu. All glories to the personality of Godhead, the hue of whose soft body resembles the blackish color of a new cloud. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, who is known as Mukunda, and who is the remover of the burdens of the earth.
Mukunda murna panipatya yachi babandame kantame yandha mahatam avismitis tvacharanara vindi bave bave meshtu bhavat prasada.
O my Lord Mukunda, I bow down my head to your Lordship and respectfully ask from you the fulfillment of my only desire, that in every repetition of my birth, by your Lordship's mercy, let me never forget your lotus feet and always remember them.
Naham bande tava chadanayod vandham advandva heto kumbi pakam gudam apihari nadakum napinetum ramya rama mrutanalata nandane napirandhum bhave bhave vidya bhavane bhave yeyum bhavantum.
O my Lord Hari, I don't pray to your two lotus feet to be saved from the duality of existence, or to get rid of the grim hell of boiling tribulations, nor do I do so to enjoy soft-skinned beautiful women who reside in the gardens of heaven. I do so only so that I may develop my realization of you in the core of my heart, birth after birth.
Nastha dharme navasunachaye naiva kamopabhogi yadn bhavyam tadn bhavatu bhagavan purva karmanurupam etat pratyam mama bahumatam janma janmantare pi tvat padambo yuhyugata nishchala bhakti randhum.
O my Lord, I have no special attachment for religiosity, nor for accumulating wealth and fame, nor do I have any inclination for enjoying sense gratification. Let these come to me as they will, in accordance with the results of my past deeds. But this much is my most ardent prayer unto you, that I have unflinching devotion unto your lotus feet, birth after birth.
Diviva buviva mamastu vaso nadakeva nadakantaka prakamam Avadidita Sharadada Vindau Chadanauti Monani Bichintayami Divivabhuivama Master Vaso Nadakeva Dandakantaka Prakamam Avadidita Sharadada Vindau Chadanauti Monani Bichintayami.
O my Lord, O killer of Narakasura, let me reside either in the plane of the demigods, in the plane of human beings, or in that of hell, as a matter of course. I pray only that at the point of my death, I may remember your two lotus feet, whose beauty defies that of the lotus flower growing in the season of Sharat.
Vande Mukunda Madhavinda Dalaya Taksham Kundendu Shanga Dashanam Shishu Gopavesham Indradi Deva Ganavandita Parapitam Vrindavanalaya Maham Vasudeva Sunam.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Mukunda, whose long eyes are as beautiful as lotus petals, and whose teeth resemble conch shells, moons, and jasmine buds. Although he appears as the son of Vasudev, and also as a coward boy in Vrindavan, Indra and the other demigods offer respectful obeisances to the place where he rests his feet.
Shri Govinda Padamboja Madano Mahadabhutam Yat Pahino Namuyanti Muyanti Yat Pahino.
The liquor distilled from the honey that flows from the lotuses of Lord Govinda's feet is certainly very amazing. For those who drink that liquor remain free from intoxication, while those who refrain from drinking it become intoxicated by material illusions.
Sadasajanayane shashanka chakre mudabidimavidamasvachittaruntum sukutadamapadam hajatu jane hadichadanasmadatamitim hatulyam. Sadasajanayane shashanka chakre mudabidimavidamasvachittaruntum sukutadamapadam hajatu jane hadichadanasmadatamitim hatulyam.
O mind, please don't stop taking pleasure in thinking of Lord Krishna, whose eyes are as beautiful as lotuses, who killed the Mura demon, and who holds a conch and a club. I don't know of anything as delightful as the nectar of the remembrance of Lord Hari's lotus feet.
Chindiyami hadameva santatam manahasamuditana nambajam nandagopatanayam parapadam nadadadimana vrindavanditam. Chindiyami hadameva santatam manahasamuditana nambajam nandagopatanayam parapadam nadadadimana vrindavanditam.
I continuously meditate upon Lord Hari, whose cheerful lotus face bears a gentle smile. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, greater than the greatest, and although he is worshipped and revered by Narada and the community of sages, he is also the little son of the coward Nanda.
Kadachadana saroji kanti man netramine shamamushi bujavichi vyakule gadhamagi harisadasi vagaya piyate jonjalaugam bhavamadopati kinda kleshamadjanta jami.
The unfathomable lake that is Lord Hari is beautified by the lotuses of his hands and feet, and within it swim the two splendid fish of his eyes. Its rippling waves are the movements of the Lord's arms, and those who take shelter within it are relieved of all the exhaustion brought about by material life. I, who am exhausted and depressed by staying in the desert of material existence, shall now dive into that lake and drink deeply of its waters, which are the splendid beauty of the Lord. In this way I shall become free of all distress.
He lokashuna tapasuti madana vyadhishchikit samimam yoga gnyasamudaharanti manayo yam yagya valkyadayo antar jyotirmeya mekamamitam krishnakyamapi hitam tatpitam padamaushadam vitanute nirvanamatyantikam.
O people, please listen to me. Here is the medicine that will cure the disease of repeated birth and death in the material world. This medicine is prescribed by the great sages like Yajnavalkya, who understand the truth of spiritual life. Please drink this splendid nectarian medicine, the holy name of Krishna, for it grants eternal release from the bonds of material existence.
हेमत्यापदमंहितं शुनतवो वक्ष्यामि संक्षेपतः संसारानवमापदूमि बहुलं सम्यक् प्रविश्यस्थितः नानाज्ञानमपश्चेतसि नमो नारायणाय च मुं मन्त्रं स्वप्नवं प्रणामसहितं प्रावर्तयद्भुम्मुः.
O people of the world, you have fallen into the dreadful ocean of material existence and are being tossed about in its dangerous waves. Please listen, for I will speak the essence of advice for your benefit. Just give up all varieties of so-called knowledge and chant the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya within your minds. Do this constantly with salutations unto the Lord.
मा बीमंद मनोवचिंत बहुधा यामिश्चिरं यातना नैवामि पपभंदि पाप नृपवक्षामि ननु श्रीधर आलस्यं व्यपनीय भक्ति सुलभं ध्यायस्य नारायणं लोकस्य व्यसनापनोद न करो दासस्य किं न क्षम.
O slow mind, stop your constant and fearful reflection upon the many tortures of Yamaraj. Sinful reactions, which are the enemies of the living entities, can't affect devotees of the Lord. O mind, please cast away your laziness and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana, the Goddess of Fortune's husband, who is easy to attain by engaging in devotional service. Can the Lord not remove the distressing sins of his servants?
भवजलदिगतानां द्वन्द्ववाताहतानां सुतुतुहटकलत्रत्राणबाराडितानां विषमविषयतो ये मञ्जतामप्लवानां भवति शदनमेको विष्णुपोतो नराणाम्.
Having entered the ocean of material existence, the living entities are battered by the winds of material dualities, weighed down by the heavy burden of maintaining and protecting sons, daughters, wife, and other relatives, and drowned in the poisonous waters of sense gratification. Their only shelter is the ship that is Lord Vishnu.
Rajasi nipatitanam moha jalavritanam janana malana dola durga sansaga ganam शदनमशदनानाम् एकमेवातुराणाम् कुशलपतनयुक्तश्चक्रपाणिराणाम्.
Greatly suffering, unprotected, and fallen in the dust of the motive passion, the living entities are moving back and forth, tied to the swing of birth and death. Their only shelter is Lord Krishna, who holds a disc in his hand, and who shows them the path toward their own welfare.
अपरार सहस्र संकुलं पतितं भीमव वानवोदरे भगतिं शदनागतं हरे कृपया केवलमात्म सत्कुरु. अपरार सहस्र संकुलं पतितं भीमव वानवोदरे भगतिं शदनागतं हरे कृपया केवलमात्म सत्कुरु.
O Lord Hari, I who am full of thousands of offenses have fallen into the middle of the terrible ocean of material existence. In this helpless condition, I am now approaching you for shelter. Please be merciful to me and accept me as your devotee.
Maam me stritvam macha me syatkubhavo maam mukatvam maku deshesu janma mitya drishti macha me syatkadachi jato jato vishnu bhakto bhaveyam.
Let me never take birth as a woman or in any wretched condition, or as a fool, or in a sinful country, or bewildered by a false conception of life. Let me simply remain a devotee of Lord Vishnu, birth after birth.
Kayena vacha manasindriyaischa buddhnyatmana vamsuti svabhavat karoma yat yat sakalam parasmai narayanaya vasamarpayami.
Whatever I do with my body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, and self, let me offer it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan.
Yat kutam yat karishyami tat sarvam namaya kutam tvaya kutam tu palabok tvameva manasudana.
O Lord Krishna, O killer of the Madhu demon, O rightful enjoyer of the fruits of action, Whatever I have done or will be able to do is not done by me, but by you.
Bhavajaladimagadam dustaram nistareyam katamahamiti cheto masmaga kataratvam sadasajjushi deve tadaki bhaktireka nadakabidinashanna tadayishyatyavasyam.
O mind, don't become discouraged, thinking, how shall I be able to cross this impassable and immeasurable ocean of material existence? By serving the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rescues his devotees even from hell, I shall very easily be able to cross it.
Trishna toyi madana bhavano dutamoham imali daravati taniya sahajam graha sangakulicha samsara ki mahadi jalado manjatam nastvidhaman parambhoji vadada bhavato bhakti bhavam prayatcha.
The great ocean of material existence is filled with the waters of the thirst for material happiness, and it is crowded by the waves of illusion that move because of the great winds of sex desire. That ocean is full of the crocodiles of sons, brothers, and other relatives, and it possesses a terrible whirlpool, the wife. O Lord, whose glories are proclaimed in the three worlds, O you who perform pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwaraka, O bestower of benedictions, please give us who are drowning in that ocean pure devotional service to your lotus feet.
Britvire nuna nukpriyansi gane kapal guspulingola gustejo nikshasanam marutanutadam randam susukshmam nabok judndra rudnapetam maham rapitayakita samastasura vishteyatta satarako vijayati shipada dulikanaha.
All glories to the pollen-like dust of Lord Krishna's lotus feet, in comparison to which the sprinkling of nectar appears like useless particles of dirt. A blazing fire appears like an insignificant spark. A hurricane appears like a motionless breeze. The sky appears like a very tiny opening. And Shiva, Brahma, and all the other demigods appear like unimportant insects.
Nati nukpodushokta mekshi jagatame kadipe chaitasa sevye svasya padasya data dipare narayane tishtati yankan chit podushadamam katipaya gramish malpatadam sevaya mrigayamahi nadamaho mudha varakavayam.
Our worshipable master, the Supreme Person Narayan, the exclusive monarch of the three worlds, grants his servants a transcendental position equal to his own. But alas, how foolish and pitiful we are! Although Lord Narayan is standing within our hearts, we seek out an ordinary, poor, useless, lowly human being who happens to be the master of a few villages and become very eager to serve him.
Badde nanjali nanati nisidasagatrai soromodgamai kante nasadagadhade nanayane nodgin baspamuna nityam tacharana ravinda yugala dhyana mitas vadinam asmakam sadasi ruhaksha satatam sampadyatam jivatam.
O lotus-eyed Lord Krishna, throughout my entire life, may I constantly relish the nectar of meditation upon your two lotus feet. May I always offer obeisances to you with palms respectfully joined, head bowed, the hairs of my body standing up in ecstasy, my voice choked with emotion, and my eyes filled with tears.
Yat Krishna panipatadu lidavalang tadvashmatan vaishiras te nitre tamasonjite suduchire yabhyam hariyadrishyate Sabudhi Vamalindu Shankar Davalaya Madhavandhyayini Sajivam Devashini Pratipadam Yastauti Narayanam.
That body which falls down in the dust to bow before Lord Krishna is the best of bodies. And those eyes which see the form of Lord Hari become simultaneously very beautiful and free from the darkness of ignorance. That intelligence which meditates upon Lord Madhava becomes white and pure, just like the conch shell or the spotless moon. and that tongue which repeatedly offers prayers glorifying Lord Narayan emanates showers of nectar.
Jive kirtiya keshavam uradipum ceto majasridharam panidvam samachayachata katasho chadvaya tvam shunu krishnam lokaya lochanan vayahare gachangri yugmalayam jigragrana mukunda pada tulasi murdhanna madhokshajam.
O tongue, please glorify Lord Keshava. O mind, please worship and serve Lord Muraripu. O hands, please decorate Lord Sridhar. O ears, please hear the topics of Lord Achyuta. O eyes, please see the form of Lord Krishna. O feet, please go to Lord Hari's temple. O nose, please smell the tulsi leaves offered to Lord Mukunda's feet. O head, please bow down before Lord Adhokshaja.
Anna yabhisananya ranivuditam vedarvatanyan vaham vedascheda palani puta vidyaksa vanghutam basmani tirtanam avagananana chakajasnanam vinayatpada dvanvam bohuda sangsutim jayate devaksa narayana.
All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan. Without remembrance of his lotus feet, Vedic studies become just like crying in the wilderness. The daily performance of Vedic vows and rituals, fasting, alms giving, and other pious works all become useless, like sacrificial ghee poured upon ashes. And bathing in the various holy places of pilgrimage becomes as worthless as the bathing of an elephant, who after bathing in the water immediately covers his body with dust.
Madanapadiharastitimadihe manasimakundapadharavindhadamni Hadanayana krishananakrishosi smadasina chakrapadakaram morari Madanapadiharastitimadihe manasimakundapadharavindhadamni Hadanayana krishananakrishosi smadasina chakrapadakaram morari.
O Cupid, please leave my mind, which is the abode of the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda. Although you have already been greatly weakened by the expert archer of Lord Shiva's eye, you have forgotten the strength of the disc weapon of my lord and protector, the enemy of the Mura demon.
Natte natari bogi bogashayane narayane madhave deve devaki nandane sudavare chakrayude shangini Lila Shesha Jagat Papancha Jathare Vishveshare Sridhare Govinde Kuru Chitta Vitta Machalaman Nestukim Vartanai.
O friend, please fix your mind upon Lord Madhava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who casually created the entire universe from within himself, who is the resting place of all living entities, although he himself rests upon the coils of the serpent Ananta, who is the son of Devaki, who holds the disc and the shanga bow as his weapons, who is the foremost granter of benedictions, who is the controller of the universe and the husband of the goddess of fortune, and who delights the cows and the senses. Aside from constantly meditating upon him, all activities are completely worthless.
Madrakshan sina punyan chamamapi bhavato bhakti hinan padaji Mashaushan sravya bandham tapacharitam pas yan yarakyan jatam Masmarshan madhavatvam apibhuvanapati chitisa paknuvanan Mabhuvam tatsaparya vyatikadadahito janma janmantarepi.
O Lord Madhava, may I never, even for a moment, see those who have no devotion for your lotus feet. May I never abandon hearing your pastimes, which are the proper subject matter of hearing, and listen instead to the activities of others. O Lord of the universe, may I never accept the arguments of those who deny you, and may I never, in any of my future births, become averse to your devotional service. Man janmanak palamidam madukaita bari mat pratani madanugraha esha eva dvad mritya britya paricharaka britya britya brityasya britya iti maam smadalokanata Man janmanak palamidam madukaita bari mat pratani madanugraha esha eva dvad mritya britya paricharaka britya britya brityasya britya iti maam smadalokanata O Krishna, Lord of all the worlds, enemy of the Madhu and Kaitava demons, please be merciful and grant my request. Please think of me as the servant of 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 your servant. May this thought of yours be the result of my life.
Tattvam vubanani param parastan madukshadanti vamudavahani Vravartaya pranjadalasmi jive namari narayana gocharani
The delightful transcendental names of Lord Narayan are greater than the greatest thing, and they appear to be dripping with nectar. O tongue, with folded hands I appeal to you, please chant Lord Narayan's names.
Namami narayana pada pankajam karomi narayana pujanam sada Vadami narayana nama nirmanam smarami narayana tattvam avyayam
I offer respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Lord Narayan and continuously worship him. I chant the transcendental name of Lord Narayan and remember the imperishable truth about him.
Srinatha Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Bhakta Priya Chakrapani Shri Padmanabha Chitakaita Bhari Shri Rama Padmaksha Hare Murahari Ananda Vaikunda Mukunda Krishna Govinda Damodada Madhaveti Vaktum Samato Pina Vakti Kaschid Aho Jananam Gyasanabhi Mukhyam
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Sri Krishna, the All-Attractive One, Srinath, the Master of the Goddess of Fortune, Narayan, the resting place of all living entities, Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, Bhakta Priya, he who is dear to the devotees, Chakrapani, he who holds a disc in his hand, Padmanabha, he whose navel is as beautiful as a lotus, Achyuta, the Infallible One, Kaitabari, the enemy of the Kaitava demon, Rama, the supreme enjoyer. Padmaksha, he of the beautiful lotus eyes. Hari, he who removes the distresses of his devotees. Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon. Vaikunta, the master of the spiritual planets. Mukunda, the giver of liberation. Krishna, he whose complexion is wonderfully blackish. Govinda, the pleaser of the cows and the senses. Damodar, he whose waist was bound by Yashoda's rope. And Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Anyone who does not chant these holy names of the Lord, although he is able to, is the greatest sinner.
Bhakta payu bhajanga gadadama nischay loke rakshamani gopi lochina chatakam bhajamani saundaya mudramani yakkanta mani rukmani ganakuchatvan dvaika bhushamani shreyo diva shikamani dishatuno gopala chudamani
Lord Krishna, the jewel carried by Lord Ananta and Garuda, removes all his devotees' distress. That jewel of Krishna is the amulet that protects the three worlds, and it is like a cloud that attracts the glances of the chataka birds of the gopis' eyes. That Krishna jewel is the signet ring of beauty, and it is the only decoration on the firm breasts of Queen Rukmini, the jewel among beloved wives. That Krishna jewel is the crest jewel of the demigods and coward boys of Braja. May that Krishna jewel grant auspiciousness to us.
Shatru Chedaika Mantram Sakalamubanashan Vakyasam Pujya Mantram Samsaru Cheda Mantram Samuchita Tamasak Sangha Niryana Mantram Savaisharyaika Mantram Vyasana Pujyaka Sandascha Santrana Mantram Jive Shri Krishna Mantram Japa Japa Satatam Janma Sapalya Mantram
The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only mantra for destroying one's enemies, lust, greed, etc. And it is worshipped by all the words of the Upanishads. That mantra causes the darkness of ignorance to vanish and puts an end to material existence. That mantra is the only cause of the attainment of spiritual opulence, and chanting it protects one from the bite of the poisonous snake of sinful reactions. O tongue, please constantly chant this mantra and make my lifetime successful. Vyamoha prasamausadam unimano vritti pavrityausadam daityendratika rausadam tibhune sanjeevanaikausadam Bhaktatyantahitausadam bhavabaya pradvansanaikausadam shayak praptikarausadam bibamonakshi krishna divyausadam. The medicine that is Sri Krishna calms the disease of material illusion and cures the mental speculation within the minds of the logicians. Though this medicine distresses the leaders of the demons, it greatly blesses the devotees in all the three worlds. This medicine not only destroys the fears caused by material contact, but also rejuvenates and brings supreme welfare to those who take it. O mind, please drink this celestial medicine of Sri Krishna.
Krishna tvadiya padapangja panjarantam tadyaiva me vishatu manasaraja hamsa vrana priyana samaye kapavata pittai kandavaroda namadho smadamam kutasti Krishna tvadiya padapangja panjarantam tadyaiva me vishatu manasaraja hamsa Vrana priyana samaye kapavata pittai kandavaro dhanavadho smadanangutasti.
O Lord Krishna, at this moment that the royal swan of my mind entered the network of the stems of the lotus flower of your feet, how will it be possible for me to remember you at the time of death when my throat will become choked up with mucus, bile, and air?
Chaitas chintaya kiti yasya rasane nam ribhavatam shiro hasta vandali sambutam chayatam bandasya digam vapu Atman sanshaya pundarika nayanam naga chalendra stitim danyam punyatamam tadeva padamam daivam misat siddhaye.
Lord Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, is supremely opulent and pure. His eyes are as beautiful as lotus flowers, and he reclines on the stationary couch of Lord Ananta, the king of snakes. O mind, always think of Lord Vishnu. O tongue, please glorify him. O head, please bow down to him. O hands, join your palms to show respect to him. O body, please offer obeisances to him for a long time. O soul, please take shelter of him. Please do this to attain perfection in spiritual life.
Shrinvanjanadanakatagunakirtanani Dehena yasya pulakodgamaromaraji Anotpadnyate nayanayovimalambu mala Diktasya jivatamahom padasadhamasya.
Whoever hears the account of the transcendental words and qualities of Lord Janardhan, yet remains unmoved, his eyes not garlanded with tears, and the hairs on his body not standing up in ecstasy, is the lowest of men. What a shameful life he leads.
Andasya medita viveka mahadhanasya Chaurai prabho balabirindhya namadeyai Mohandakupagoharevinipatitasya Devishadehikapanasya karavalambam.
O Lord Krishna, the powerful thieves of my senses have plundered my great wealth, my discrimination, and thrown me into the dry well of illusion. Now I am extremely wretched and cannot see anything. O Lord, please extend your hand to save me.
Idam shariram padinama peshalam patyatya vasyam shatasandhi jarjaram kamashadam pritchasi mudna durmate nirmamayam krishna vasayanam bibha.
My body is now decrepit with 100 afflictions of old age, its youthful beauty gone. O bewildered fool, you ask, what is the remedy? I answer, please drink this Krishna elixir, which frees one from old age, illness, and death.
Ashtayumetat himanushya loke sudampadityanjabhishambhibanti namani narayana gocharani chaktanya vacha guhakapatanti.
How amazing it is that in this world some men reject nectar and prefer to swallow poison, as when foolish scholars reject the chanting of the holy names of Lord Narayan and prefer to silently read.
Jajantu bandhavaksarve nindantu gadavojana tatapi paramanando govindo mama jivanam.
Let my friends and relatives abandon me. Let my teachers and superiors criticize me. But the supremely blissful Lord Govinda shall nevertheless always remain my life and soul.
Satyam bravimi manuja sayamunvabahu yo mukundanada singa janadaneti jivo chapatyanudanam madanerane vaha pashana kascha sadishahida dacha bhishtam.
O people, raising my arms in the air, I declare the truth to you. Whoever chants, O Mukunda, O Narasingha, O Janardhan, every day, or at the time of death, or on the battlefield, considers all material desires as useless as pebbles or splinters of wood.
Narayanaya nama ityamam eva mantram Sansara gora vishanihadanaya nityam Shrinvandu bhavyamatayo yatayo nuragat Uchaischaram upadasham yahamunvabaho.
Raising my arms, I loudly declare, ceasing sense gratification, intelligent men whose minds are pure should regularly hear the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya with great devotional love. In this way, they will counteract the horrible poison of material existence.
Chittang naiva nivartate chanamapi Shri Krishna padambujat nindantu priya bandhava gurujana ghrinnantu munchantuva durvadam patigoshayantu manajavam shikalankistuva tadrik premudadanaraga madunamattaya manantu me.
Let my friends and relatives criticize me, and my teachers and superiors either accept me or reject me. Let the people in general speak harshly about me, and the good reputation of my family be spoiled. I don't care. I have become intoxicated by drinking the nectarian honey of pure love of God, and thus my mind will not leave the lotus flower of Lord Krishna's feet, even for a moment. This is my desire. Krishna rakshato no jagat yaguru krishnam namarvam sada krishne nakila satravo vinihita krishna yatasmai nama krishna deva samuttitam jagadidam krishna siddhasosmyaham krishne tishtati vishrameta dakilam he krishna rakshasvama. May Lord Krishna, the spiritual master of the three worlds, protect us. To Lord Krishna, O people, please continually offer respectful obeisances. By Lord Krishna, all the inimical demons were killed. Unto Lord Krishna, I offer respectful obeisances. From Lord Krishna, this universe has arisen. Of Lord Krishna, I am the servant. Within Lord Krishna, this entire universe is situated. O Lord Krishna, please protect me.
Hey Gopalaka, hey Kripajalanide, hey Sindhu Kanyapati, hey Kansantaka, hey Gajinda Kadunapadina, hey Madhavo, hey Ramanuja, hey Jagatraya Guru, hey Pundarikakshamam, hey Gopi Jananata Paliyapadam Janami Natvambina.
O Lord Madhava, O transcendental cowherd boy, O ocean of mercy, O husband of Lakshmi Devi, O killer of Kamsa, O you who are compassionate to Gajendra, O younger brother of Balaram, O spiritual master of the three worlds, O lotus-eyed master of the gopis, please protect me. I accept no one as the supreme except you.
Dada vada kadabada sutati danujovadinchi Stota Vedas Tavasudagana Vritya Varga Prasada Muktir Maya Jagadapakalam Tavaki Devakite Mata Mitram Baladuputas Tatvaranyam Najani.
O Lord Krishna, Lakshmi Devi is your wife, and Lord Brahma is your son. The personified Vedas offer prayers glorifying you, and the demigods are your servants. Liberation from material existence is your mercy, and the entire material universe is your illusory potency. Devaki has the honor to play the role of your mother, and Arjuna, the son of Indra, is your dear friend. O Lord, I do not meditate upon anyone else but you.
Dharachanam panipalam devakrisho manakpalam tadguna tatvachindanam vajakpalam tadguna kirtanam buddha.
The intelligent demigods in the upper planetary system know that the proper use of the head is to offer obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the proper use of the hands is to serve him. They know that the proper use of the mind is to reflect upon his transcendental qualities, and the proper use of the voice is to glorify those qualities.
Shriman nama prachanarayanakyam kena prapurvanchitam papinobi ahanak purvam vakpavrittara tasmin stena praptam garbhavasadi dukam.
What person, even if he is very sinful, has not attained his desire by chanting Lord Narayan's glorious holy name? Alas, because we have not chanted that holy name in our previous births, we are now suffering those distresses that began with our living in a mother's womb.
Jayandiye Vishnumanandham Avyayam Ritpadnamanye Satatam Yavastitam Samahitanam satadabhayapradam deyanti siddhim padamantu vaishnavim.
Residing in the center of the lotus of the heart, the unlimited and imperishable Lord Vishnu grants eternal fearlessness to his devotees. Those who constantly meditate upon him attain supreme perfection.
Tatram pasida bhagavan kudumayanati Vishnu kripam padamakaranika kalutvam Asansara saganana mognam ananta dinam Vandhatamasi hare purushottamosi.
O Lord Vishnu, since you are so merciful, please be merciful to me who am helpless and without shelter. O unlimited Lord Hari, since you are the Supreme Person, please rescue and lift up this miserable soul immersed in the ocean of material existence. Chirasagara tadanga shikara sarata dikita charamutti bogi bogashayini shayini madhavaya mulavidinvishinamo. I offer respectful obeisances to Lord Madhava, the enemy of the Madhu demon. As the Lord reclines on the couch of the coils of the serpent Ananta, his beautiful form is splashed by the tiny star-like droplets from the waves of the milk ocean.
Alam 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 eka praninam patakanam nidasana vishayaya krishna krishna itivani yadi bhavati mukunde bhaktarananda sandra kadatala kalita sa moksha samrajya lakshmi.
The chanting of Krishna, Krishna is certainly able to destroy all the sins of the living entities. To one who engages in Lord Mukunda's blissful devotional service, the holy name of Krishna carries material opulence, sovereignty, and liberation in his hands.
Yasya priyo shudidaro kavilokaviro mitro dvijanna vada padma sharava bhutam dhenam bujakshi saranam bujashatpadena ragyakrita kuchadiyam kulashikarena.
This poem was written by King Kulashekar, who is like a bumblebee hovering around the lotus feet of the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord Krishna. The king's two dear friends, heroes among the poets, are very learned in the scriptures. They are like two exquisite lotus flowers growing in the Brahminical community.
Mukunda malam patatam naranam ashesha saukyam labate nakaksvit samasta papa kshayamitya dehi prayati vishnu padamam padanta.
These verses, the Mukunda Mala Stotra, are a garland of flowers for Lord Mukunda, and they completely delight those who read them. Who is that reader of these verses who will not become free from all sins and attain the transcendental abode of Lord Vishnu? What follows is the Sri Manak Shiksha by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Translations by Sriman Kushakrata Das.
Guru Goshti Goshtala Yesu Sujane Bhusuragane Samantri Sri Namni Vrajanabh Yuvadvanvasharane Sadadam Hum Hitva Kududatima Puvam Etitaram Mahesvantar Ndhatash Chatubhita Vyachi Tutapada.
O mind, I take hold of your feet and appeal to you with sweet words. Please cast away the false ego and hypocrisy of this world and take pleasure in developing intense and extraordinary love for my spiritual master, for the holy land of Vrindavan, for the residents of Vrindavan, for the Vaishnavas, the Brahmins, the Gayatri Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the divine youthful couple of Braja, who are the shelter of the devotees.
Nadamam na dharmam shruti gada niduktam kilukuru vraje radha krishna prachuta paricharyam vihatanu Shachisu nam nandi shadapati sutatve gudavaram mukunda preshtatve smadapadam ajasram nanumana.
O mind, please don't divert your attention to the materialistic piety and impiety described in the Vedas, but rather engage in the transcendental service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrajabhumi. Always meditate on Lord Chaitanya, remembering that he is actually Lord Krishna, the transcendental son of Nanda Maharaj. And always meditate on my exalted spiritual master, considering that he is the person most dear to Lord Mukunda.
Yadi cheravasam rajabhu visaragam bhajajanu yuvadvandam tachit paricharitumara rabilashe Sadupam Shirupam Saganam Hatasya Gajamapi Sputam Premna Nityam Smadanamatadatam Shunamana.
O mine, please listen to me. If you desire to remain in Vrajabhumi birth after birth, filled with the sentiments of pure love for Krishna, and if you desire to engage in the direct, intimate service of the divine youthful couple, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, then with great love, constantly remember and offer respectful obeisances to Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, his elder brother, Srila Sanatan Goswami, and to the many other great devotees who are their associates and followers.
Asanvata Vishya Vishudamati Sarvasahalani Kata Mukti Vyagra Nashinukila Sarvat Magilani Apityaktva Lakshmi Patidati Mito Yomanayani Vraje Radha Krishna Svadati Manida Utvam Vajamama.
O mind, don't associate with the impious non-devotees who will rob you of your most precious treasure, your desire to serve Krishna, just as a prostitute steals the money of her customer. Don't listen to the tigress of impersonal liberation whose words devour the living entities. Don't even become attracted to Lord Narayan, the husband of Lakshmi, for that attraction will lead you to his realm of Vaikuntha. Rather, please engage in the transcendental service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, who grant their servants the most valuable jewel of pure love for themselves.
Asachesta kashta pradvikata pasala vidiha prakamam kamadi pakatapatapati matikadai gale banva hamyeham atibhagapin vatvagane kudutvam putkaran nabatisa yatatam manahita.
The highwaymen of lust and his accomplices, greed, etc., have waylaid me and bound my neck with the painful, horrible ropes of sinful activities. O mind, please scream out for help, crying, O Krishna, O killer of Baka, I am on the verge of death. If you do this, then Krishna will certainly save me.
Are chitta prodyat kapatakutinati badakada charanutre snatva dahasikatamatma namapiman sadatvam gandharva giridadipada prema vilasat sudambodhau snatva samapinatada mam chasukaya.
O foolish mind, why are you bathing the two of us, the mind and the soul, in the trickling urine of the ass of hypocrisy and deviousness, and thus burning us? Instead, please eternally bathe us in the glistening, nectarian ocean of pure love for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gandharva Giridhari, Radha and Krishna, and thus delight us both.
Patishta Shandrishta Sapachadamani Medinati Katam Sadhu Premo Sprichati Sutiretan Namanak Sadatvam Sivaswa Vabudayata Samanta Motulam Hitatam Nishkasya Toditamayatam Vishiyatisa.
As long as the impudent outcast woman of the desire for fame dances within my heart, how will the pure love for Krishna experienced by the saintly devotees ever touch me? O mind, please constantly serve my spiritual master, the leader of those who have attained Krishna's mercy, and he will instantly kick her out of my heart and allow that pure love to enter.
Yata dushtatvam me dadiyati shatasya pikapaya yata mayam premam mitamapadadatyojanamaso yata shi gandharva bhajanabadhaye prevayati mam tata goshte kakva gidadadamihatvam bhajamana.
O mine, please serve Lord Giridhari, Krishna, in this holy place of Vrindavan, and offer prayers to him with a voice choked with emotion. In this way, although I am a great hypocrite, out of his mercy the Lord will tear my sinful desires to pieces, grant me the resplendent nectar of pure love for him, and engage me in the service of His dearmost Srimati Radharani.
Madishanatatpi Vajvipanachandram Vajavani Swadhindhanatatpi Tadatula Sakit Vetu Lalitam Vishakang Shikshali Vitadana Gurudan Vepa Yasodo Girindro Tatpeksha Laditavati Dat Ves Manamana.
O mine, please meditate upon Lord Krishna, the moon of the forest of Braja, as the worshipable Lord of Srimati Radharani, who is my controller. Please meditate upon Srimati Radharani, the Empress of the forest of Braja, as the most dear queen of Lord Krishna. Please meditate upon Lalita Gopi as Radharani's dearmost friend. Please meditate upon Vishakha Gopi as the expert teacher of fine arts to the divine couple. Please meditate upon Radha Kund and Govardhan Hill as the two places, the mere sight of which inspires the most delightful pure love of Radha and Krishna within the heart.
Ratingauri lile apitapati sandayikadanahi shachi lakshmi satya padibhavati sambhagya balanai vashikaraishchandra valimukunavina vachasati chipitnyara jatam haridayitaradham vajamana.
O mine, please worship Srimati Radharani, the person most dear to Lord Hari. With the effulgence of her beauty, Radharani causes Rati, Cupid's wife, Gauri, Shiva's wife, and Leela Shakti, the Lord's potency for performing pastimes, to burn with envy. With the power of her good fortune, Radharani defeats Shachi, Indra's wife, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and Satyabhama, the Lord's queen at Dwaraka. With her ability to control Krishna and make him submissive to her wishes, Radharani completely eclipses Chandravali Gopi and all the other pious and beautiful young girls of Braja.
Samamshi rupena smadabhivishadada gadibito vajay sakshat seva labanavadahi tadganayujo tadi jakya dhyana shavananati panchamitamidam dhyannit.
O mind, in the company of Srila Rupa Goswami, please worship Govardhan Hill and also drink the five nectars of worshipping, chanting the holy names of, meditating upon, hearing the glories of, and offering obeisances to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Please do this to attain the direct service of the divine couple, Radha Giribrita, who are accompanied by their associates in Vrajabhumi, and who appear overwhelmed by the intense bliss of their conjugal pastimes.
Manak shiksa daika dasakavadame tanmodudaya giragaya chuchai samadikata sarvata tatiyak sayutak shirupandugahiya bhavan gokalavane jano radha krishna tulabhajana ratnam salabhate.
These 11 excellent instructions to the mind grant all spiritual benedictions to those who read them. That follower of Srila Rupa Goswami who remains in the association of devotees and loudly sings these verses with a sweet voice will attain the incomparable precious jewel of pure devotional service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the groves of Gokula. What follows is a selection of the reciter's favorite verses from the Sri Govinda Virudavali by Srila Rupa Goswami. Translations by Sri Mankushupada Das.
Satkavya sadnasuya eva haripiyeshu shamdata raptanaka raistunatiti bhamhyai shilpakriyam bhuvadam kavi vishvakarma rupabido rasika chitta haraksa jiya.
This verse is by Srila Jiva Goswami. All glories to Srila Rupa Goswami. He expands a many-faceted poetic craftsmanship in the palaces of his transcendental poems, which are very dear to Lord Hari. Those palaces are decorated with the multitude of excellently beautiful jewels, which are the poetic devices of alliteration, metaphor, etc., as well as deep philosophical meaning. Among poets, Rupa Goswami is just like Vishvakarma, the architect of the heavenly planets, and he enchants the minds of the connoisseurs.
Samapenda kalinda nandani tadavinda vanaganda sindura jayasunda da kanti kandalai spodadindi vidavinda bandhubi.
O Upendra, all glories unto you. You appear like a mad elephant who performs pastimes on the shore of the Yamuna River, the daughter of Mount Kalinda. You are accompanied there by your associates, who appear as beautiful and splendid as newly sprouted blue lotus flowers.
Avatam sita manjari manjari todoni ne chachakora panjari navakum kama punja pinjari vratadasta mama gopa kunjari.
May I develop love for Sri Krishna, the best of the cowherd boys. His ears are decorated with lovely blossoming flowers, and his eyes are two caged chakora birds who are attracted to the young gopis. His complexion has become fair by the application of a great quantity of kumkum powder. O Krishna, O hero, your splendid forehead is decorated with fragrant kumkum powder, and your hips are decorated with jewels and small bells, which make soft, melodious tinkling sounds. Your complexion has the splendor of fresh rain clouds, and waves of sweetness emanate from your flute.
Prapanna janatatamak chapana sharadendu prabhava java jabalochana smarasamridli siddhaushidhi vidam vidasudam buddhi prabalamadudi dambara vibhartatava madhava smitakadamba kanti mudam.
O Madhava, the splendor of your gentle smile, as beautiful as a newly blossomed sprout, is the light of the autumn moon that dispels the darkness of ignorance from the eyes of the surrendered devotees of Vrindavan. That smile is the medicinal herb that increases the influence of Cupid for the gopis, and it is so sweet that it mocks the ocean of nectar. May that smile delight me.
Undada vidyendu manik purnakalakkavalayo lasi padidakshavata matano vilasate vindatapichandra.
Sri Krishna is the full moon that shines on Vrindavan. He causes the Chandrakanta jewels, which are the hearts of his devotees, to melt, and he delights the blue lotus flowers by causing them to blossom. He checks the darkness of night and destroys the violent demons.
Spudadindi vidasundara sandratara anandakandali kanda mantava padaravinde nandaya gandhena govinda.
O Govinda, you are as beautiful as the blue lotus flower, and from you the most intense bliss has sprouted. Please delight me with the fragrance of your lotus feet.
Uchitak pashupatya lankayayay nitadam nam nitadohani yashoda antavago kulakeli sindhu janma jagadundi payatisma kirti chandra.
O Krishna, the ocean of your pastimes in Gokula gave birth to the delightful moon of your great renown. That moon decorated the cowherd men of Braja, greatly gladdened Rohini and Yashoda, and illuminated the entire universe.